All right. So if you've been with us, we've been teaching through the Creed since February. So we've been taking it, like I said last week, like a good barbecue, low and slow. So we're allowing it to marinate and kind of really dive into some of these basic principles and doctrines of the church. Amen. And so I want to continue with that this morning. And last week, I didn't lie last week, but I didn't know. So I said we're going to move on and talk about the church, but we are going to stay with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wow, that just sounds right, doesn't it? We're just going to stay with the Holy Spirit this morning. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the Holy Spirit this morning and some specific areas that we want to get to this morning. So so we said in the very beginning that the Holy Spirit didn't come so that we can have chills. Amen? The Holy Spirit didn't come so that we can have a good charismatic service. Amen? Am I on? Oh, I thought you were pointing at mine. No, sorry. He went like this. So I thought you were pointing. All right. Okay, all right. All right. So he's receiving. Oh, he's receiving. I got you. Got you. So, yeah. Okay. So what was I talking about? Oh, the Holy Spirit. So we talked about the Holy Spirit came to do something. Everybody say, do something. Do something. So we talked about, and then we talked about a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how the Holy Spirit, that it's by the Spirit of God that we overcome our flesh. We talked about the difference between our flesh and our human spirit, right? That we are a spirit, right? We live out of our spirit being. And so we talked a lot about that a couple of weeks ago, and that the way we put to death the deeds of the body is by through our spirit, Scripture says. So we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. And then last week, we talked a little bit about being filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we talked about just the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is powerful. He came to do something. Amen. In and through us. This morning, I just want to read a couple of more scriptures and talk about a couple of more things. So let's just dive into this. This Holy Spirit, the title of my message this morning is The Holy Spirit, Our Helper. So John 14 and verse 15, Jesus talking. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever. Who is the advocate? He says, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because he neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you, and watch this, and will be in you. Amen. John 15, Jesus talking more about the Holy Spirit. Called the advocate here. Verse 26, when the advocate come, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. But how the Holy Spirit is going to do so many things. Jesus, the promise of the Holy Spirit, is promised to do so many things. I can't even begin, even in these last 4 weeks, to talk about all the things that the Holy Spirit wants to do in our lives. And through our lives. He is the answer. Remember, Jesus was talking he's telling them that the Holy Spirit's coming, right? He said, the Holy Spirit's coming. And then the apostles, they're so awesome. They say, well, hey, yeah, this is great. Are you gonna build your kingdom like right here? Is the kingdom coming like right now? And Jesus was like, I said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, right? And you'll be my witnesses. That tells me then that Jesus' answer for our society and for our world is the power of the Holy Spirit. That is who in him we live and move and have our being, right? So I want to go into another week for a lot of reasons. But another reason I want to continue on this is I want you to get some hunger in you. I want you to get some hunger of deep. Let me tell you, there's deep. I don't care how long you've been walking with God. There are deeper places in him. There are deeper wells to drink from. There are deeper immersions of the Holy Spirit for you. It is possible that you grow. Actually, it says that we grow from glory to glory. There's more levels. There's more. Listen, for us as a church, there's more for us. So I want you to get hungry. As a matter of fact, Jesus says, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. Right? So Acts chapter 2 and verse 16. So after the Holy Spirit's poured out, like we talked about last week, they're speaking in tongues. There are people hearing them preach the word in their own languages from them speaking in tongues. And they say, well, what are they drunk? Like, what are these people drunk? And his answer was Peter. He gets up. He says, these are not drunk as you suppose. He says in verse 16, no, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. Actually, if you go back and read, it's actually in Joel chapter 2. He's referencing here. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit to all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. And your young men will see visions. And your old men will, your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women. Hear that? Both men and women. Yeah. And all the women of God said, amen. And all the men of God were grateful that the women of God hear from God. Say amen. Amen. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days and they will prophesy. Like I said all along, the Holy Spirit has come to do something. We said last week that the whole book of Acts, we renamed it. Remember that? Remember we just took our liberties and renamed the book of Acts last week. It's the Acts of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is at work. In the book of Acts, we see the early church moving and operating in the power of the Holy Spirit, led and guided by the Holy Spirit. It is His book, this book of Acts, of what He is doing. So the church, if the church in the early church is going to rely heavily on the power and work of the Holy Spirit, so should we. See, I believe too many times we've been guilty of trying to just do church out of our own thinking and of our own programs. Programs are great as long as they're attached with the power of the Holy Spirit with them. Amen? So we have to rely on the Holy Spirit, be led by the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to read you a few scriptures, and they're going to be a lot. And then actually, you don't have them. I'm just going to read them. So just hold on. These are shotgun scriptures. Ready? Here's some of the scriptures where it talks about the Holy Spirit leading the church. Acts chapter 8, verse 29. Spirit told Philip, go to that, the Spirit, hear that? Spirit told Philip to go to that chariot and stay near it. Acts chapter 10, verse 19. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Holy Spirit said to him, Simon, these three men are looking for you. So get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. Acts chapter 11, verse 12. The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, just a caveat, if you haven't been hearing from the Lord, maybe you should do some worshiping and some fasting. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart from me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them. Acts chapter 13, verse 4. The two of them sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, right? Acts chapter 16 and verse 6. Paul and his companions traveled through the region of, oh my gosh. How do you say that word, Jessica? I don't know. Whatever that word is up there in Galatia. Having been kept, listen, by the Holy Spirit from preaching. It seems kind of counter, we're just not afraid here. Amen? I don't know, it's whatever. I don't want to, it looked like phlegm there for a second, so I didn't read it. Phlegra, that's right. Or whatever. Having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. That's interesting. Watch. So here we see all the different ways where I did have all the scriptures up there. Where we see that the Holy Spirit is moving and directing the people of God through the book of Acts. These all scripture talks about how the Holy Spirit wants to guide the early apostles. And if he wants to guide the early apostles, he wants to guide you. He wants to move you. But how do you hear from the Holy Spirit? How do you hear from the Holy Spirit? How do you hear? Listen, this is a place where people struggle. If I were to ask you to raise your hand, many of you would raise your hand and go, I don't know if that's me. I don't know if that's the Holy Spirit. I don't know if it was that cheeseburger I ate before I went to bed. Right? I don't know if that was a vision from God. I don't know if that was a real prophecy, right? How do you know, how can you be led and hear from the Holy Spirit? The first thing you need to know, it's not in my notes, but the first thing you need to know, it is available for you. God wants to speak to his people. I was watching there was a show, and they were talking about this person. You know, they were kind of mockers, right? And they were talking about how this person said that they had heard from God. And boy, they just all like had a heyday with it. They just all were laughing and joking and called him crazy and all of those other things, right? Do you understand? Like, this is normal for a believer to hear from the Holy Spirit. God speaks to his children. God speaks to us, right? So don't let the naysayers and don't let maybe some of the extreme stuff that you've ever seen. Don't let those things pull you out from the truth of Scripture that God wants to speak and have relationship and speak and direct you. Amen? So we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Remember we said that you are a spirit. Say, I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I have a soul.
I have a soul.
And I live in an amazing body. Just confess it, right? Just believe it, right? I have a spirit. When you got born again, don't have time to teach it again. When you got born again, your spirit man became alive to God. Became alive to God. We said with my body, I contact the physical world. With my soul, I contact the mental, emotional world. But with my spirit, I contact the supernatural world. Right? So how do we hear? How are we going to be led by the Spirit of God? Notice that in Romans chapter 8 and verse 16, watch how this talks about this. This is actually in the CSB, Christian Standard Bible. It says the Spirit himself, if I don't know what translation you have, it should be himself, right? The Spirit himself testifies together with our spirits that we are children of God. Notice that the God Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. The number one way that you're going to hear from God is that way, is your spirit, God's spirit speaking to your spirit. That's how you're going to hear from God. It's because it says the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit, right? So there are many different ways. Let me just briefly go over these. There's many different ways to be led by God's Spirit, how God speaks to us. There's spectacular guidance, right? There's visions. There's dreams. Some people have heard audible voices. Never heard the audible voice of God. There are different kind of, all kind of supernatural visions. But that is not necessarily the way God is going to lead majority of the time his people. He leads his people by what we call the inner witness. God speaking by his spirit to our spirit. It's like a nudge, right? So let's dive into this a little bit. So let me answer this question. Is the Holy Spirit your conscience? That's why I'm teaching, right? The simple answer, the short answer, right, is no. Not necessarily, right? They can be confused, understand, but what you have to watch out for is your conscience, right, wherever that all is, but it also has to do with, you can get your thinking all involved with it, right, your own, because people have said, well, my conscience, well, God told me to go and go shoot up this place, right? You ever hear that? That was their conscience. Was that God? Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Right? God told me to, or women, or women or men, or like somebody ever coming to you, God told me that we're supposed to be married.
Run.
Run, Forrest. Right? Right? That's your conscience speaking, right? Right? So what we have to do is we have to learn how to judge between those things, right? We have to learn how to judge between our spirit and our own mental thinking, right? Too many people, they'll give words out of their head and not out of the spirit. You have to be careful about those things, right? So we need to make sure that we stay, like it actually it says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 20 and 21. You know, when people say, God told me this, God told me that. Listen what Paul says. He says, do not treat prophecies with contempt, meaning let them come, but test them all. Everybody say all. All. That means from your favorite one. That means from your favorite preacher. And obviously, that's me. Obviously, is your favorite, like even me, right? Totally me. If I give you a word, the scripture says test all of them and hold to what is good. Don't believe every prophecy that you hear, right? Amen? You test those things. You test them. You test them by how? You test them by the word of God. Right? You test them by what does that, yeah, like I said, does that line up with scripture? And if it's a prophecy, someone's given you a prophecy and it's brand new to you, you've never heard that before in your life, you know what you do with it? Hold on to it. Just go, okay, maybe. Maybe. Don't go like selling your house and moving to Colorado because somebody prophesied over you to go sell your house and move to Colorado. Unless God has been leading you in that direction for a minute. And God's wanting to do it as a confirmation. Amen? So, but God will lead you by the Spirit. And so I'm going to illustrate and help us how to be led. I'm going to talk about how God led us to plant a church here in Woodstock. So Julie and I were, short story, long story. real briefly. So I had known in my heart for years that God had called me into the pastoral ministry and all that kind of stuff, and to pastor and to those kind of things. And to be honest, like Julie wouldn't mind me saying it. Julie totally, like, she really wasn't about it. And so, like a good husband and a good man of God, you know what you do? You just push forward and say, woman, submit. No. No, that is not the way to do it. Oh, man. I've seen it too many times. Actually, God says, he says, let patience have its perfect work, that you will be complete and lacking nothing. So what did I do? I held it. I'm not going to go start a church if Julie's not on board. That's not where she's at. So years go by. And you know, we're just doing ministry together. We're doing it. It's all great. Julie goes on a mission trip. She was in Liberia and somewhere else, Liberia. And she called me on the flight. She was on the plane to come home. She calls me and she says this, crying. She's crying on the plane. David, God spoke to me this week and like in a profound, she had to tell you how it happened, but the supernatural way. And we're going to do it. We're going to start a church. We're going to do it. I believe it's from God, and we're going to do what you've always had in your heart. I'm on board. We're going to do it. I'm so excited. Oh, okay, I got to go. We're about to take off. Click. Flight from Liberia. So I was like, what? Like for hours. And so we began the process of starting the church. So then the question was where? Where are we going to start the church? Here's a good way. If you're praying about a situation, you're praying about a thing, here's a great way that'll help you. Write out all your options. Just write them all out. So we took a list. And we took a list and we started writing out all the options. We wrote out all the options. We said, we went ahead. I just put, you know, Florida. I put Hawaii. I mean, you know, the islands. Glory to God. We'll be a tiki pastor church. Amen. And so we wrote them all down. No, and we wrote all kind of places. We had Savannah on the list. We had all kind of places. And so what we did is we did what we're supposed to do. We prayed and we fasted and sought the Lord for a while. It was a while. And so we spent a lot of time in prayer, just a lot of time in prayer. And so actually we would come together and we would take the list and we'd go, nope. Now that just doesn't seem right. Actually, there's a scripture when it talks about like a major doctrinal, we're talking about like what the, like in the early church, like what the Gentiles should do, should they follow the Jewish law when they became Christians? That was the question that's in the book of Acts. Do you know how they answered it? I think it was James who said it. He said, it seems good to us in the Holy Spirit that we do these things. You made a gigantic doctrinal statement on it. It seemed good to us in the Holy Spirit. You know why? That's a great way to look at it and a great way to understand it, because it seemed good to us to cross off Savannah. It seemed good to us to cross off the islands and Hawaii and all those things. And there was two really left. And really it was kind of coming area. We prayed about coming, that area. And then, it's kind of like if you take an arc and like arced around coming, Canton down around this way, Ackworth and this way. So what did we do? We were stuck on those, that kind of place. So what did we do? We drove in our car. We got in our car and we went driving. We drove all the way up to Cumming and we're praying. We're praying in the Spirit as we're driving. As we're driving, we're praying in the Spirit. We're driving and we're driving down all the places in Cumming, all up and down. And we're like, This isn't it. So then we drove across like North Canton. You know, we were like, And then we drove down Sixes Road and came down Bells Ferry and we drove up Town Lake Park. Actually, we stopped at another, if you're in Cumming and you're watching this, that's just the Holy Spirit, right? So we were up in Cumming. We stopped into a Publix and this, we walked out and we were supposed to look at it because these aren't our people. These aren't our people. Then when we drove up Town Lake Parkway and we stopped and we ate at Longhorns. And man, it was like a rush of a yes. It was like a rush of a here. This is where this, and it was like, these are your people. And we just knew that we knew that we knew. And to watch the contrast of nope. And just that rush of a yes as we prayed in the Spirit, sought the Lord. So it is that inward, and that's the best way to say it, is an inward witness. It's almost like, you know, when you take a cat and you rub that cat hair. No, some people are like, I ain't touching no cat. Praise God. I may be one of those. But I like other people's cats. I like other people. I like your cats. But if you take that cat and you take its hair and you rub it backwards, and that cat goes like, you know, gets all like hunches up, and you go, that's exactly how your spirit will feel. I'm not kidding. That's exactly how you'll feel on the inside. Nope, that's not right. And then when you pet it, like, oh, that's it. And how do you learn to flow, and how do you learn to hear from the Holy Spirit? There's no other way but practice. 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 So how do you practice? I'm going to give you practical things that you can do to help you. Because I want to, don't you want a church full of people who hear from the Lord? Don't you want a church full of people who are able to know where God's leading you and your next direction for your life? Amen? So, how do you start or get better? So I like to say this, every time that you think you hear, obey. Every time you think you hear, obey. In the simple things. Like when you're tempted to act out of love. Oh, it's like, now you're meddling. This is all great. Now, when you're tempted to walk out of love and you sense that thing, say, no. Nope. Need to walk in love. You need to walk in love with that person. Don't react like that. That's the Holy Spirit, because he's your helper, right? When all of a sudden you're walking in the grocery store, and there's all those places where it's wonderful. You can go check yourself. You don't have to talk to anybody. And the Holy Spirit says, no, why don't you go to that line and give that word of encouragement to that person behind that register today. And you just don't go, I'm way too busy. You say, no. I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna go. The more you do those kind of simple things, the more you will hear from the Lord. And the more you hear, the more you'll hear. And the more you operate in this, whenever you want to be, when you want to step out of patience, when you want to say out those words to your spouse, you go, no. And before those words, come on. Grab them, Holy Ghost, help me. Grab them before they come out of your mouth. You hold on to them. When you feel a check or something that you don't want to, not feel a check, when you feel a check in your spirit, we call it, right? When you feel like the sense that you don't need to be doing what you're doing or you don't need to be doing that, don't go there. Don't go to this, whatever. Just obey it. Just obey. When the Spirit leads you to pray, just pray. Maybe the Spirit will say, hey, maybe turn off that music and just spend some time with me as you drive to work this morning. When you're at church and you know somebody is going through something, and you know, I mean, you've all done it. We've all done it, right? You're like, I know they're going through something. I'm just going to walk right by and love, you know, and you get in a car like, oh. No, just obey it. Just obey it. Hey, I just want to pray for you. Can I just pray for you? I heard you're going through this stuff. Can I just pray for you? Listen, church, we're growing. I can't pray for everybody. Amen. I wish I could meet with you guys, every single one of you, every day this week. I wish, right? I can't. B, that is not the way God designed the church. God designed the church that we lift each other up. We help one another. We'll talk about that and whenever we get to the church. But we are called to be led by the Spirit of God in our services. It doesn't have to be a big word of prophecy. Maybe it's just, hey, I just want to pray for you. Maybe you've never prayed for anybody else. And God's calling you to step out and pray for somebody. Just do it. Maybe like you're with them, and maybe you sense this word that maybe God wants to speak to this word of encouragement over somebody. You're like, wow, is that God or is that the devil? Yeah, well, the devil's probably going to give a word of encouragement to somebody. Just obey it. Just obey. Amen. I just want to release you guys to encourage one another daily, as it's called today, right? The scripture says that we encourage one another daily. You know, that's what simple prophecy really is. Exhortation, comfort, right? So we are called to hear from the Lord. Minister out of the hearing of the Lord. And listen, you don't have to have a mic. You don't have to have a position, except that your position's in Jesus. Right? You can flow in the presence of God. And the last way, how am I going to hear better from the Spirit of God? Is continual filling of the Holy Spirit. Continual filling of the Holy Spirit. The early church stayed filled. The early church stayed close to the Holy Spirit, if you will. Acts chapter 4 and verse 29. It says, now, Lord, here we have the early church here is being just starting, like the oppression is starting to come down on these guys. And so what's their answer? It says, now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servant to speak your word with boldness. Stretch out your hand and heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. After that, listen to the answer of the prayer that they prayed. After that, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke, They spoke the word boldly. How did they speak the word boldly? How did God's answer to the prayer was that they wanted to speak the word boldly. They wanted signs and wonders. What was the answer to the prayer? God filling them again. These are the same guys. Filling them again with the Holy Spirit. Being filled. Acts chapter 13 and verse 51. It says, so they shook the dirt, the dust off their feet as a warning to them who were in Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. See, the early church was constantly being filled. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, last scripture. Scripture we read last week, I think. It says, do not be drunk with wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Singing, making music from your heart to the Lord.